Hello, and welcome to episode number one of the Bad Weather Show. Let's get this shit started. So, hello again. Hello. I already said hello, didn't I, in the beginning? Oh, that's okay. I think I'm going to make that like the normal intro to the show. Anyway, as previously stated, this is the first episode of my new podcast, The Bad Weather Show. Now, saying it like the new podcast would sort of lend you to think that perhaps I had another podcast or a previous podcast, but in fact, I have neither of those two things. So, this is my first podcast ever, and this is my first podcast show, which obviously would make sense because you can't have the latter without the former. My name is Matt, and I will be your host, slash confidant, slash buddy, slash maybe guy you hate. I don't know. I would say I don't care, but I probably do a little bit. Well, I guess I should probably explain what this show is going to be, right? Like, what the hell is going to be the blurb on the iTunes page or the whatever synopsis on whatever website? And I like to say that this is a show about everything I think I know. Vague, right? Yes, purposely so. That way I don't have to adhere to any sort of standards or form or topic. Because, like many people out there, I love politics, I love entertainment, I love music, I love film, I love tons of things. And frankly, if I had to speak about any one thing at length, repetitively, I would probably get sick of it. So, this is, for all intents and purposes, a show about everything. I've been thinking about how might I format this little SOB. You know, keep it concise. Keep it moving, keeping it sexual. But, you know, much like any sort of long-lasting relationship or marriage, you know, it requires some planning, some effort, some lube to keep things sexual. So I think I'm going to do this. I'm going to start off with a little cleanser. A little intro, a little, hey, what's up, as such I'm doing now, which hopefully won't be too long or dull or boring or stupid as to make people turn it off. So hopefully if I can keep it in the first 5 minutes, I'll feel pretty good about myself. Yeah, pretty good about myself. Anyway, kind of drifted off there. You know, memories of high school, whatnot. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not, actually. Anyway, and then I believe the second part, the bulk of the show, excuse me, just a little burp there, would be about a topic. It could be immigration. It could be a type of music. It could be, they won't be too broad, but they won't be too specific. And I think for some reason, I don't know why, but I think the next episode where I really actually tackle a topic will be on helicopter parenting. Because despite the fact that I am in fact not a parent, I see myriad things wrong with this movement. And that really arose from the fact that I started hearing the term free range parenting. Which made me want to stab everybody who said that in the eye with a number two pencil sharpened to perfection. So, if you don't know what either of those two things are, I will elaborate and explain and expound in the next episode. But I wanted to give you an example of what we're talking about. I might also do, from time to time, have a guest on the show, and we'll discuss or debate a certain topic or area of interest. I'm thinking that the first one might be about the U.S. versus Europe. And I will be talking with my friend, hopefully, who is European but was raised much in the U.S. And I, of course, as an American living in Europe. So we'll just talk about the differences, what people think, you know, of each, you know, what each party thinks of the other, and you know, whatnot. So that could be interesting, I hope. And then I think I will leave the last section of the show to recommend things, or as I will be calling it with my clever shtick, the rainy day recommendations. You see, because it's the bad weather show. It's a rainy day of recommendations. I know. It took me a whole 30 seconds to come up with that. Anyway, I'll at the end of this show, which won't be terribly long because it's sort of just like an intro, if you will, I'm going to be doing my rainy day recommendations for podcasts because I figure I'm starting a podcast. Why not be the first thing to recommend more podcasts? And a lot of these podcasts I'll be recommending were, in fact, things that made me want to do my own podcast, which is really just becoming a bit of a cliche amongst the culture, but who gives a shit? The show is will not be terribly politically correct. It will not be terribly cleanly in terms of speech and verbiage and conversation. I'm incredibly foul-mouthed generally. I should have been born a sailor, but or maybe a truck driver. Cliche, but so FYI, if you're a downright God-fearing Christian who doesn't like hearing goddamn, well, then it's probably ain't going to be a show for you. But there's probably a lot of lovely God-fearing Christians who will listen, because not all of them are stereotypical Bible-bashing virgins. Although there are definitely some, and I know some. So yeah, that will be the last part of the show, which I think will be pretty cool, especially if you're new to podcasting or listening to podcasts and you're not sure maybe where to start. I guess I should probably tell you a little bit about me. Now, don't worry, this isn't going to turn into a therapy session, and I'm not in any way enthralled by the sound of my own voice, so you don't have to worry about me doing this just to hear myself. Yeah, I'm not related to Donald Trump in any way, shape, or fashion. My name is Matt. I am American, as I said before, and I do live in Europe. I currently live in Oslo, in Norway. Random, right? Yes, I know. Very random. At some point, maybe when I get in the whole U.S. versus Europe thing with my friend, I might get into how I ended up in Norway. But for right now, we'll leave it a mystery. I'm going to soon be moving to, excuse me, to the United Kingdom with my wife, who is English, in fact. So my venue will change. Not that it matters much for the show. But it's also this whole experience I'm now currently going through, getting a visa and dealing with immigration, as I have in this country. Immigration paperwork and visas and everything have become a regular staple of my life, which is a very, very odd place to find yourself as a guy who came from a small town in upstate New York where, you know, nothing required as much paperwork as me just getting a job does. But anyway, so yeah, I am an artist. Artist, you say? Yeah, I sound self-entitled and full of myself. What is an artist, you say? Oh, some asshole who doesn't really do anything but just thinks he's artistic. No, I am actually an artist, and I will fight for that title to the very end. Everybody's artist. What the fuck am I talking about? There's nothing special about it. I'm just an artsy fellow, that's all. And as I said before, I love movies. I make movies. I love music. I make music. And I love politics, oddly enough. I know that doesn't really actually sound like those things go together, does it? But it does in my case. I don't actually love politics per se. I guess it would be more apt to say that I love bitching about things. And politics really gives you a never-ending trough to just bury your face in when it comes to things to bitch about, you know? There are many, many beautiful, lovely people in the world, but there's a whole pack of dicks in every town, city, country in the world. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing the proportion of them that get elected into some sort of public office. It's pretty flabbergasting. Is that a word, flabbergasting? I'm flabbergasted by it, rather, if that, in fact, isn't a word. So, yeah. I mean, that's me in a nutshell. I mean, this isn't a show about me, so I think talking about myself at any length would be very tiresome. So, I'll keep it short and toit, like a toy gurt, for the first episode, and I will get right to my recommendations. This is the rainy day recommendations. I might make a jingle for that or something eventually. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Let's get down to business here. For all you folks that are looking for some cool shit to listen to, even if you hate this show, my show, and you thought it was a complete waste of time to spend this 10 or 15 minutes or whatever the hell, or five, I don't even know how long this will take. But if you think it's a total waste of your time, at least maybe I can turn you on to some cool stuff in terms of podcasts. And in the future, my recommendations will probably be music or a film, or that could be a video game or a book. It could be anything. But usually I tend to pick things that are not terribly mainstream that maybe you wouldn't otherwise know about, because I kind of like niche things. I'm one of those guys, you know. So yeah. All right. So let's get down to it. I got a lovely little list here that I made. And these are not really in any particular order. Like, it's not best to worst or worst to best, because these are all great. And they're just, I just randomly made them up. So the first one, which is one of the first ones I ever listened to, was the WTF podcast with Marc Maron, or as it's actually called, What the Fuck. Gotta love that. What the fuck? I love the word fuck. God damn it. I love that word. It's like biting into a steak, or biting into a piece of tofu if you're a vegetarian. But man, it's so nice to say fuck. I know it's not a terribly classy word, obviously, but fuck, it's so much fun to say. Anyway, fuck. WTF is an incredible show. I mean, it really is one of the shows that really made me want to do a podcast. I love Marc Maron. I love stand-up comedy. I am a comedy fiend, and especially stand-up. And Marc Maron is one of the best working today. And his show is incredible. He basically, it's just an interview show mostly. And he interviews just such a wide array of people that it's pretty incredible. Politician. Well, he had the president on not long ago. That was kind of what made the news, which was maybe one of the best interviews I've ever heard Obama give. He had Robin Williams on there, RIP. He has great comedians and actors, Bryan Cranston, Judd Apatow, tons of people. And he's witty, he's funny, but he's incredibly insightful, and he really gets things out of people that no other interview can really pull from them. I mean, it's pretty exceptional. So immediately go check out WTF with Marc Maron. The second one is really a rebroadcast of a show. Oh, I dropped something. Never mind. I was going to like edit all these little things out, and then I realized it would take incredibly long, and I'd have to go back and listen to my voice over and over again to like cut all these little things out, and I just said fuck it, you know, fuck it. Again, there's that word I love. Fuck it. Anyway, this next one is Real Time with Bill Maher, which is his show on HBO, which is a fantastic show. But I don't have HBO. And living in Europe, it's not exactly easy to stream or find. And this is fantastic because it's free. And 95% of the show is word-oriented anyway. You know, it's conversation. So it's fantastic. And if you don't know who Real Time, or if you don't know what Real Time with Bill Maher is, I mean, if you're sort of any kind of left-leaning person in terms of politics, I mean, you can't get better than Bill Maher. He's hilarious. He's a staple. He's a fucking national treasure. And he's incredibly divisive, which I like. You know, I can't, you know, there are just too many goddamn Diane Sawyers or, you know, who at Peter Jennings or whoever these people are that don't, they don't get down into the carpet. They just vacuum the top of it. And, you know, there's nothing worse than dirty carpet. You never know what's under carpet. It's unbelievable. Stains, bugs, calcified condoms, who knows? Anyway, Real Time with Bill Maher. Excellent. It's free, as most as all these podcasts are, and it's the best way to get your news other than maybe Jon Stewart or John Oliver's fantastic shows. I mean, it's really pretty awesome. The next one is the Nerdist podcast, one of the originals, and Chris Hartwick, I think, is his name. He's sort of one of the he has podcasting empires, the Nerdist. But he's great. He also, it's an interview show. He interviews tons of people, artists, musicians, everything you can think of. And he is very funny, very kind of sweet guy, very like friendly. It's not as kind of intense as, Marc Maron is on WTF, but it's very funny and it's very, a little lighter, you know, Marc Maron can get a little dark, which is I love, but for people maybe looking for something a little more conversational in tone, the Nerdist is really, really awesome. The next one is one that I just think is amazing, and I actually didn't know about it until maybe 6 months ago. And I'm a huge podcast listener. I'm always looking for new ones. I'm always seeking them out. So I was really surprised that I didn't know about this one. And it's Harmontown. It's Dan Harmon's live podcast that he does every week at Meltdown Comics. And in case you don't know, Dan Harmon is the writer, creator of Community, and also the creator and co-writer of Rick and Morty, which is just maybe my favorite cartoon on TV right now. It's between that and Mr. Pickles, you know, Adult Swim. Adult Swim is the greatest thing in the entirety of the world. So check out Rick and Morty. It's amazing. It's like Back to the Future for stoners. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's rude, and it's got tons of science fiction tropes in it, and it's amazing. There's another recommendation for you. Ba-ding. Anyway, Harmontown's awesome. Dan Harmon basically gets drunk, goes on stage, talks to the crowd. He has his friends up on there. They play Dungeons and Dragons every show. It's pretty exceptional. He has some really cool guests on sometimes, you know, like Jason Sudeikis or, I forgot his name. But the guy who played Booger on Revenge of the Nerds, very cool guy. I am having a brain fart right now. But he often guest stars or guest hosts on there. So that's a really great free form show, and it's very funny, especially when Dan Harmon gets in the zone and starts rapping. It's pretty hilarious, and I just fucking love that guy. So definitely highly recommended. Water break. I'm getting a little rough in the pipes. I just had bronchitis, so bear with me. Oh, that was beautiful. That was like, oh, it was like an Irish Glen going down your throat. Anyway, next one. How Did This Get Made? Which is a great, great podcast hosted by Paul Scheer. And The other two people are Jason Mantzoukas or Mantzoukas and Diane Raphael, I think. Oh man, I'm so bad. I should have Googled this shit, but fuck it. I'm just going off the cuff of this anyway. And how did this get made is where they watch movies, generally quite bad ones, and then they talk about how the hell did this get made. Because these shows are usually pretty, these movies rather, are pretty baffling. And yeah, sometimes you really do wonder how the hell these things got made, you know? And it's very funny. It's kind of like Mystery Science Theater 2000 or 3000 or whatever it is, where they just kind of tear the movies apart. And they've attacked some, and it's always good-hearted, because some of them, they really love the movies, but some of them, they just tear them apart. And they cover great films like Roadhouse, which I just love. God damn it, Patrick Swayze was awesome. And, man, cut-off shorts, or cut-off shirts, cowboy boots. Oh, lots of, like, heads turning and mullet swinging. Oh, badass. And they also did an episode recently about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 2, Secret of the Ooze, which as a kid was, I just loved that. Love that movie. Go Ninja, go Ninja, go, 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 go! Amazing. So check out How Did This Get Made. Very funny, especially if you love bad movies. It's incredible. Next one, Bret Easton Ellis podcast. Bret Easton Ellis, the author of American Psycho and Imperial Bedrooms and Less Than Zero. Very good podcast. Very good interviews. Kanye West, Marilyn Manson. Just listened to one with Jonathan Ames, which was really good. And he asked some really good questions. And he's sort of, you know, if you know Bret Easton Ellis, not personally probably, but if you know him in terms of his persona, he's quite kind of like, it's kind of like George Plimpton as a young man or something. I don't know. But yeah, very good. And it's he really tries. He's a little overly serious, but. And he has these incredibly long sort of monologue-ish sort of things at the beginning. But they're good. But it's good. It's a really good podcast. Really good interviews. The next one is You Are Not So Smart, which is a new podcast that I've discovered. I found it on boingboing.net, which is a great science and kind of pop culture website. It's hosted by David McRaney. And he talks to scientists and researchers and things about, like, how our minds work and, like, how, you know, like, dynamics about how you learn things and why people do certain things. It's sort of, like, about psychology and sort of, like, kind of like a life hacking show in a way. But it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating show, especially if you like to concern yourself with the workings of the human mind. And he also has a really hilarious bit at the end where he does a story about, he'll pick a story about the human brain or something like that, and then he eats a cookie that people submit, which I'm a little jealous because he eats a lot of cookies on that show. And man, I love cookies. So, yeah. All right, next on the list, Blacklist Table Reads. The Blacklist Table Reads is another one I just have discovered. I've always known about the Blacklist. I'm a screenwriter myself, so the Blacklist has always been a very cool website for kind of collecting the best unproduced screenplays out there. And basically what the table reads are, they just pick a screenplay and they have people read it out. They do table readings of these unproduced screenplays. And, you know, usually it takes two or three episodes to cover a whole movie, but it's like hearing a whole movie. So it's really neat. It's a really amazing idea. And the scripts are pretty good, which is why they're on the goddamn Blacklist. The next is the Doug Stanhope podcast. Now, Doug Stanhope is not only, I think, one of the greatest living stand-up comedians there are, and he's not only just like one of my favorite people ever, but this podcast is like a hot steaming mess because there's no like format to it. There's not really a point to it. I mean, he just kind of talks about his life and what happens to him. And what it is really just an amazing insight into the life of Doug Stanhope. It's sort of like a documentary, some gritty sort of, you know, documentary on the life of Doug Stanhope that just keeps going and going and going. He posts kind of irregularly, but usually at least every month. And he's just hilarious. And he's just such a, like a down and dirty, rough and tough, like no bullshit kind of guy. And if any of you have never heard his Stanhope, none of you have ever heard Stanhope stand up, say that 10 times fast. It's very edgy. It's the darkest, most edgy, politically incorrect comedy there is right now. He's sort of, I look at him as the guy who sort of picked up the mantle that Bill Hicks left when he died. So if you like, comedy podcasts and you like Doug Stanhope especially, you should definitely check it out. That's sort of one of the things that just brings me so much joy about podcasts is that so many of them are run by stand-up comedy guys and how comedians sort of have gotten a second life and second breath from this medium. And it's just fantastic, like Mark Maron or Doug Stanhope. So it's a really great one if you want to check that out. And then we come to the last list, because this list actually was much longer than I thought it was. But whatever. It's good stuff, so maybe you'll thank me for it. The next one is probably my favorite podcast of all time. And, oh, water break again. Oh my God. Oh, it's like falling over a waterfall. Anyway, last one on the list is my favorite podcast of all time. And it's Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman. Now, Kevin Smith is another, like Chris Hartwick, who has a huge podcasting empire. And he has Fat Man on Batman. He has Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. Tons of, like, if you know anything about Kevin Smith, you'll love it because it's just, like, all Kevin Smith. This whole, all of his podcasts are just, like, him incarnate. But Hollywood Babylon is my favorite amongst the bunch, and it's basically, like, an Entertainment Tonight on Quaaludes. Like, it's an entertainment show where they just completely tear apart the most worst people you can think of and just make fun of them. And also glorify all the people you wish were glorified in all of these sort of magazine shows. And it's hilarious. And it's been going on for a couple years now. And it's consistently hilarious. Kevin Smith is high every episode. And he's just good old Kevin Smith. And he's hilarious and sweet and generous and just awesome. But really, the wild card, the ace in the hole, the gun under the coat, so to speak, of the show is Ralph Garman. This guy, before I've been listening to this podcast from the beginning, so a couple years now. I had no idea who Ralph Garman was. He's a very prolific voice actor. They call him the man of 1,000 voices. He is one of the best impressionists of all time. And he is just, aside from that, a hilarious man. Very witty, very curmudgeonly hilarious. And I really feel like I have a lot in common with Ralph because I myself am a bit of a curmudgeon, a bit of an old man, even though I'm not an old man. But I've always been an old man. My mother told me once when I was 4, she asked me, "Matt, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And I told her I wanted to be a retiree. So that's the God's honest truth right there. So I guess I was sort of always an old man. Anyway, Hollywood Babylon is just awesome. They just talk about movies, geek culture. They make fun of Justin Bieber all the time, which just brings me so much joy. They make fun of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. And they talk a lot about Liam Neeson's cock, which apparently is really huge, like gigantic, like Evian bottle size. But I don't know when they say that, if they're talking about the smaller, like, travel size Evian bottles or, like, the double huge ones. But I suppose you'd probably go with the biggest size to really, you know. It's hyperbole, so what the fuck. It's a huge, either way. But they have a fixation on that, which is hilarious. And it's just all around funny from start to finish. It's a live show they do in L.A., and I hope myself one day to get there to see it live. So that's it. That's my list of recommendations for podcasts. And hopefully next week, weather permitting. See, I tied it in again. Bet you get it? Okay, anyway. I will do another podcast. And it will be on the topic, as I said before, of helicopter parenting. Because it's something I just find unbelievably ridiculous. And I will try and post every week from then on, if I can. So I hope I haven't bored you too much. I hope I've at least captured some interest. And I hope that you'll come back and visit again with me. Well, that's it for now. Bye. I should probably have some kind of like witty, you know, send-off like you have on the, like, that's it for now. See you later. Or, that's all she wrote, bitches. Or, sorry, gotta go fuck your mama. Bye. Or something, I don't know. Should I do the voice? Like, hey, my name is Don Willy Winker. How are you tonight? No. No? No. Alright, I'll see you later.